Today's scripture that I want to share is from the Gospel of Matthew, verses 1, 18, or chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. What you just heard was a creative, a beautiful bringing together of the best, I think best music of Christmas, actually, to enliven our hearts and prepare our hearts to receive Jesus again. Yes, as a baby, but more so as Savior, the Savior of the whole world. We're now a week away from Christmas. We played the B-side of the record of Advent long enough, and the waiting and the watching is coming to an end. And this Saturday, we will worship and celebrate the birth of Jesus, Emmanuel. His birth assures us truly that God is with us. It's such a joy to sing in this cantata. The music, the instrumentation, thank you, those who played along with this. The bells, the narration, and Matthew directing this. A Thrill of Hope, it was called, which brings up the question for all of us, is Jesus' birth a thrill of hope for you? Is this Christmas just another string of Christmases? Same old thing, nothing new. We'll decorate, have food, go to church, give presents, open presents. Is that it? Dr. Seuss captured this heart of Christmas in his classic story, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. When Christmas came, with the presents and the decorations and the trees or the food being absent, Christmas came in the hearts of the people who saw beyond the material and realized the personal, that Christmas perhaps is a little bit more. Charles Dickens inspired the spirit of generosity and giving at Christmas with his classic story, A Christmas Carol. When Scrooge wakes up from the nightmare of having three spirits show him his past, present, and future, which was selfishness, greed, non-compassion, resulting in his loneliness and death, Scrooge wakes up on Christmas Day profoundly changed, wanting a new heart, a new attitude, to make the best of the rest of his life. A thrill of hope. Are those just words for you this morning? Or could you open your heart to hear for you what they really say and hear them for what they really are? Can you sense the Spirit moving within you to open your eyes to the reality of grace? That you're in your life, you could sense that Christ really does make you and me a new creation, because faith changes our reality. There's so many amazing carols and hymns to teach the Christmas message, like that one, A Thrill of Hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. That's what Christmas means, God with us. Advent is the B side of Christmas we've been talking about, and the B word for today is the word behold. Behold shows up 62 times, or two times in today's gospel, and 62 times in Matthew. Behold is the Greek word idou, and it's inserted in the Greek text to attract attention. Behold introduces something new, and calls for special attention. It's a call for closer consideration and contemplation. Every time behold is used, pay attention. Its purpose is to startle you, to see something brand new. Today, we heard the angel say to Joseph in a dream, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And the son she'll bring forth will be called Jesus, the Savior of his people. He also says about, behold, listen to this new way of hearing, this familiar passage. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew inserts, behold, saying, reader, hearer, pay attention. This is important. Something brand new is happening. When the angel appears in a dream and or otherwise, it certainly is a pay attention moment, I would say. Matthew gives this story in the miracle of the virgin birth from the perspective of Joseph. What do we know here about Joseph? What do we learn here? Well, the Mary tells him that she's pregnant by the Holy Spirit, upset by this news for a man who would be married to a woman. She's pregnant, and he knew he wasn't the father. Scripture says Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. So instead of making a scene, letting the town know what had happened, which could have resulted in Mary being stoned to death, he decides to keep the news hush-hush so he can save her life. He thinks, I can have mine, she can have yours, that will be better for everyone. But God is calling Joseph to live a life, his life, for a much higher purpose, more than reputation. His life was going to be different, very different. And he was to be the earthly father of Jesus, the Son of God. In Luke's gospel, we see Mary receiving the message and being shown to us that she was God's chosen instrument, his vessel, through whom the Son of God would be born. Matthew shows us that God also chose Joseph. The other angelic greetings in Luke have Gabriel saying the name Mary and Zechariah. And the angel Gabriel today adds to Joseph's name a very important tag, Joseph, son of David. As shown previously, if you looked in your Bibles just prior to this, it has the entire genealogy back to Abraham of Joseph, which is the father of Jesus. Now we know that Joseph was not his father, but it was very essential that Jesus be born in the line of King David, which is what that shows. Luke's gospel, if you compare the two, is different. It shows the line of Mary's heritage, who's also a daughter of David. But the society that Jesus was born into was patriarchal. The line passed from father to son. So not only was Mary chosen, Joseph was also chosen. Joseph had a calling to fulfill, which was to give a safe home for the Son of God to grow up in. And that Jesus, even though his father is God, would be born in the lineage of David. When he was asked to do this, Joseph said, yes, he agreed, and he followed the command of the Lord. He participated with God. He could have said no. You're asking too much of me, God. But instead he said, yes. As we approach now the week before Christmas, is anything holding you back from seeing this event as the thrill of hope? Not only for the whole world, but for you. Behold is a startling word. When it's used, it is to get our attention. Something life-changing is about to be said. It's used to stir us from complacency, to enliven our God imagination, to make a story that is so familiar new again. so Christmas can mean more than it did last year. Jesus said at the end of the book, the Bible, and it certainly changes our reality today, he says, "Behold, I'm making all things new." Let us pray. Oh, Jesus, thank you for the startling announcement. Everything is new now because Jesus came to earth, because God became a person, a man. He lived among us. He died for us. He rose again, and he lives and reigns forever. He will come again, and we are looking forward to that event. So, Lord, for this Christmas, may the thrill of hope that is found in him be ours, our joy, our hope. And may you startle us and awaken us to see this message in a new way. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.